Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jerry,
yeah.
Well, hello out there. We're going to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. To all our listeners out there, we welcome you into Mindful Monday, short and sweet. You know, this show is sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization with skilled and talented advisors and consultants that help you meet your needs in education, training, workshops, and specializing in empowering our babies, the youth out there. So when we talk about the word collaboration, some people think collaboration is, okay, let's see who I can get over on, but that's not what CUC does, okay? So community unification and collaboration is an organization that when you see the name, hear the name, get with them. They'll help you reach your goals. You know, it's a Mindful Monday here in Tiffany with an eye has some things to do today. Hopefully she'll get them all wrapped up and come in and join us. If she doesn't make it, she'll be back on Find It Out Friday to tell us about that planetarian movement out there. But before we get going, I'd like to say, you know, dialogue starts from the courageous willingness to know and be known by others. It is the painstaking and persistent effort to remove all obstacles that obscure our common dialogue. Is very, very important out there. And I just want to share with you, we want you to be aware, safe and kind. That's our topic this evening. Be aware out there that those cases are still on the rise. We don't know if it's the flu, if it's the COVID, if it's the monkeypox. But whatever, you stay safe. Do not relax. And a good thing that I heard, you know, for persons that are needing hearing aids, now you can purchase over the counter. You don't have to spend $4,000 and $5,000 to have a prescription, to have someone check this out. That is a great thing. And also, you know, we have been looking into our initiatives here because it's just that time. We got gas prices, food prices, homelessness. I hope that you're studying along with us. I hope you're studying And you have to, you must vote, V-O-T-E. Your vote is your voice, okay? And if you're noticing that persons that have anger, we talk about anger all the time. See, anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it, okay? And there's a group of people out there turning anger into action because they're camped out in front of Kevin DeLeon's home, and they're going to stay there until he gets out, okay? That is what we show an example of turning anger into action. Very, very important. We have to never, ever, ever forget what our duties are, you know, to make this work. And we have to never, ever stop believing. I want you to be mindful of that. And before we go on, we want to send our blankets, sheets, muffs out to persons that in many states out there, there's snow out there, okay? In those states, northeast of Michigan, I was looking at everything. It's just like you really don't know how to pack when you're traveling. You have to move in layers. You have to immune yourself up, your vitamin D, your zinc, everything that you can do to get out there, because we must be kind to ourselves, starting with ourselves. We have to be aware, and we must be safe. So let's get rolling here. Just take a listen and keep this in mind. Go to those polls, okay? It's a must.
On thee, he cried.
keep America beautiful, we must come together and train our successors, our youth. We need you, mentors out there, because they need us. I'll be putting out information, Rise with Fusion. We need to reach out, invite, strengthen, and empower our youth so that we can solidify the sustainability of this beautiful America. They need us out there. So I'm just going to play you this. Think about it. This is how they feel. We talk about it all the time.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose. Dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. Crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I will crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Must take care of our babies out there. But before we move on, I'd like to have a shout out for my best friend ever that's in North Carolina, J-A-G-E. You know, when there's persons in your life and they know you so well and they care, all they need to do is hear you, and they can give you one word of encouragement that will direct you to pull yourself up, turn yourself around. And that is what I call a true mentor. I'd just like to say, Jay, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And we talked for a very, very long time. That is one of my number one mentors. You know, I seek out mentors, okay? Like-minded people who can straighten me up when I go crooked. And that's what we have to do for our youth out here. We must train and direct. They're going through a lot, and we need you because they need us. I'm just going to be on it. You'll be watching. There will be information coming out to you. This is serious. We need you because they need us. Keep that in mind. And we're never going to stop believing over here. So let's just keep rolling over the Mississippi with it like and join us. But it's not. It's mine from Monday. Be mindful and do it.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believe in it, nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
That's right. Like my friend James Baldwin said, if you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. I'm going to say that again. If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. We must keep moving out there. We have to keep the hope up, keep the encouragement up, stay safe, be aware, and do it with nothing but kindness. Cannot be blown away by the eight winds. Those eight winds are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Don't be blown away by those. You have to stand firm. And guess what? Miss Tiffany with an eye, I see that I observe it. I strategize, I change it, and I complete it. Got on with us this evening briefly, Tiffany with the nice yay, thank you. You snuck away from there. We're so glad that you're on with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I told them that you were kind of tied up. And if you couldn't show, but you know you're a woman of your word, you'll make it happen. I didn't want to get in anything about that planetarian movement because you do that so well. I didn't know. I know tomorrow is the 18th and that there's something happening. So, you know, kind of like brief us on that and then talk to us a little bit. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. So tomorrow is the 18th and there's a major shift. So we're going to be experiencing different things, and then we're going to go into Scorpio season. But the 18th, things, as I keep saying, are going to get better. I mean, it's been last, I think about the last couple of weeks have been up and down. So we're going to see some improvement and some steady improvement where we won't be so up and down, and things
okay.
moving better and flowing better. So that's always nice. And and it's a planetarian shift, but I don't know which planet it is that's moving or what shift it is, so I don't want to say that because I don't want to be incorrect, but just know that the energies are getting better out there. We'll be able to move freer, and it should be really good. That's all I can say about that. That's the update for that, and we're still in Libra season. So Libra
yes.
still has to balance it out, and then we'll move into Scorpio season in the 23rd of October, and we will also have an eclipse. So we have to look out for that, and a new moon coming. So the new moon should be sometime soon, in the next couple of days, I think. And then we have the eclipse shortly after that, and then we have another eclipse and full moon by the 9th, 10th of November. So eclipses bring a lot of change, and they can be very sudden changes. So just be aware of that, which is good because, you know, if you want something to change and it needs to change, it will change instantaneously almost, it seems. So that's what I have for my planetarian report.
Well, I am so glad because I can never remember. You know, I encourage all of us, we're studying out here together. We're not experts, but because we all are cosmos in the universe, we need to know how this energy moves. And it's a lot of energy moving out there. That's that emotional, and the change is good. You know, we always say when you change, it change. Okay, so we're welcoming these new changes that are coming because there's so much going on. And I'd like to share with you. I was being a little bad today, you know, talking about the importance of the polls, and I said, you know, I see an example here of persons changing anger into action, okay? Changing anger into action because anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these things that are happening, you know, in City Hall, and they're camped out in front of Kevin DeLong's house. I know he don't want to see those tents, but they're not playing, okay? So they're putting their action where the anger is, and sometimes that's what needs to be done. It's sad that we have to push that and do it that way, but, you know, to a Texan, we always say we can show you better than we can tell you. So I guess they are showing better than they're saying, but they're out there showing their opinion and voicing. You know, people call them protesters. I always say they're voicers, okay? They're voices and protesting for a particular process, put it that way. So I'm just sending prayer out there that it stays peaceful and they're protected and they're safe. And no matter what what's being done is done with kindness in mind, even though there's anger there. But keep in mind, anger is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. So I sort of like wanted to do a recap on that and tell the listeners that Stephanie will be with us tomorrow, embracing the beauty that lies within. And that should be a good one. So, you know, exercise your fingers and things and tune in on that. And then we'll be back on Find It Out Friday, Thursday. Hopefully we'll have someone coming on that's going to give us some initiative information to help us understand the ballots a little bit better. Get your pen and pencil out. And when you hear things, yes or no, jot them down so you're not spinning your wheels and you can go back and sort of like do a little bit more research on that to make sure that you're making the right decision. And it's a lot of things happening here, you know, fundraisers. Vice President was here today, you know, in Los Angeles, so I know that was an exciting time. But when we say the energy's out there, I can think back the last time, and I'm not skilled on this, but I try to speak with a lot of persons. The last time these planets had lined up like this, okay, it was some stuff going on out there. It's serious business. So, listeners, we have to learn.
Wars are usually started under this kind of activity.
Yes. Because of the energy, because of the changes. So, you know, we all need to chip in together, research together, study together. You know, I believe in each one teach one, and we all learn together. That's my daily spring, each one teach one. And, you know, we can learn from a baby out there, but you don't want your brain to, like, sit still. That's why we say waking up. It's not getting up off the bed. It's moving that blood with those cells in your brain. You must stay woke. Okay, and in order to stay woke, you have to do your research, and you cannot allow yourself to be blown with the eight winds. Okay, stand firm, stand tall. I did mention with them that we need them. You know, we need our mentors because they need us. How are you? So I am so glad that you took our time because we go short and sweet. And I just didn't want to attempt that planetary movement report because you do it so well. And we appreciate you for that. So, well, you know, it's like improvement, Libra season, Scorpio starts on 10/23. That's a lot of things happening on that day. I'm really going to have to dig into that. And we're looking for the eclipses and the full moons out there. Whew, just all I can say is plant yourself and hold on to the doorknob. And if you don't know what's going on, do some research with us so it'll make you feel a little better, okay? You don't have to know everything. You don't have to be an expert. Just know what's happening. So it's not like, you know, throwing you totally, totally out of balance, but things are happening out here. That's all we can say. Wouldn't you say Tiffany with an I?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. Well,
that is true.
You know,
so I think. Let me see what they're saying. I don't even know what the date is. So I think it is soon, though, this new moon. Or there's a new moon coming and then the full moon coming, so I'm trying to figure out when. It says October 25th.
Okay.
We have another new moon.
Yes.
October 25th, and then the 23rd is Scorpio season, and that's deep. That's when we do some heavy, deep thinking, like real deep thinking when we go into Scorpio season. So, but that new moon comes, then we have that eclipse that's coming shortly after that, and then we'll have another. Because the eclipses come in pairs. So if there's a solar eclipse first, then there's going to be a lunar eclipse the second time. Second one. So I think it's solar and lunar. That's how it goes. But anyway, we have to prepare for those things. So we have new beginnings because new moons represent new beginnings. So anything, any new project you are getting ready to start, you know, make your intention known on the new moon, which is October 25th.
Okay.
Anything you want new, put it out there then.
What did you say again, Tiffany? Any what?
Anything you want, new beginnings, new whatever, you know, whatever it is. A lot of things work with the moon calendar. So when the moon is waxing and waning, there are times to do certain things. But when you want new beginnings and new projects to begin and go well, you start them off in the, with the new moon. And then by the time the full moon comes, you'll figure out where you need to go, what you need to do. And it could manifest by that time. So every new moon, I set my intentions for new beginnings.
Got you.
And new things.
And I use two words, which is determination and illumination, because you're making that determination as it's out there, you know, as the new moon is out there and it's growing. And then once it is full, it'll illuminate your life, the world, and everything up around you. So I have two words in my face, determination and illumination, you know, for yourself, for society, for all. You know, we have to be able to illuminate out there, you know, to get this stuff happening. And in order to push that bright light out, you have to tune in with yourself and make sure that your headlights beams are turned up high so that you can see the path that you have to take. And in order to do that, we have to stay in balance, and it's a lot going on. So with our listeners this evening on Mindful Monday, we want you to be mindful of the changes out there, be mindful of the need that we need. And I'll wrap this up, because last week we talked about when you have signs out there having a bad day. So we took it down to Libra, which we're in that month, but Scorpio is coming. So when Scorpio is having a bad day, it says take a private getaway. That means go hide, be by yourself, because Scorpio is due. And Sagittarius.
No, he really is.
Yes, so Scorpio is underground. Sagittarian is like, you know, they like to travel, to clear their mind. They like to move into unknown territories. Capricorn has to be reminded of their achievements. You have to stroke them a little bit when they're having a bad day. Aquarius, they like to discuss the newest philosophies. You know, they're philosophers, and they like to acknowledge and talk about using different things and what's going on in the world. And a Pisces, they like to have someone checking on them, you know, to help them stay in tune with their emotions of self and others. So when you're having bad days out there, fine, understand it's a lot of energy going. Understand that you're here, you have a mission, and that mission is to basically stay aware, stay safe, and stay kind. And that's starting with yourself. So, Tiffany, we're going to wrap it up. What do you want to have us to be mindful before we write in our journals this evening and close our day?
Well, I just looked it up. So according to what I looked up, and I Googled it, so October 25th is a solar eclipse, and the new moon is on the same day.
Oh, my goodness.
So lots of activity.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to have to go to Google and go in my research and go back and see how many, not only will I have to hold on to a doorknob, but will I have to put some cement rocks in my boots to keep me planted, because it's going to be moving out there. So those of you who are getting emotional, because it's an emotional time, it brings up emotions. Don't think that you're just totally out there by yourself. Keep in mind that we will all be going through it. We will all be going through it together. So you won't be by yourself. We're going through this, so hold on to the doorknobs. Put some cement rocks in your shoes. Stay grounded. Stay balanced. But most so, stay kind, okay, starting with yourself. And on that note, Tiffany with an I, we're going to say we're going to call it an evening, because it's Mindful Monday, short and sweet. And we are so appreciative that you were able to come on and join us, because I was playing the music and giving them a few things. But I'd like you to give them that planetary report on Monday. So on that note, we are going to say have a great evening. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll be talking with you. Listeners, Tiffany with an eye. I see it, I change it, and I complete it. We love you.
We love all through the land.
Say what?